conference committee on House File 232 will come to order. If we'll start over on this end, if everybody could just introduce themselves.
My name is Mark Nicely. I'm the committee administrator for the House Transportation Committee.
My name is Jim Cleary. I'm with House Research.
My name is David Strom. I'm with House GOP Research.
Joe Marble, committee administrator for the Veterans Division in the House.
Representative House.
Corinne Zewers, House Fiscal Staff.
Matt Burris with House Research.
Patrick Labaco, House GOP Research.
Tyler Alrud, LA for House GOP.
Representative Creasel.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Bonnie Berezovsky, Senate Counsel.
Krista Boyd, Fiscal Analyst for Senate Transportation.
Dave Sanjum, State Senate.
Patrick Murray, Committee Administrator with the Senate Transportation Committee.
All right. First, I'll move to adopt House File 232. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sanjum.
I had an opportunity in advance of this meeting to visit with the DVS people, and maybe others did as well, about some concerns that they have relative to how the money flows in their department. I wonder if we could hear from them. We're working, at least trying to put an amendment together, which, if it seems appropriate to the body, that's a good amendment. Maybe we can offer it up or at least have some discussion about it. But.
Okay. I guess we can have them come up and testify first before we move this bill.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could state your name for the committee, please.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, my name is Pat McCormick, and I'm the Director of Driver and Vehicle Services Division with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm Jared Jordahl, the Legislative Director for the Department of Public Safety.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, while the DVS certainly supports any effort that would allow us to continue the funding for the redesign of our current motor vehicle and driver services information system, the proposal that has been added to this piece of legislation would not be able to assist DVS in meeting its goals for the funds that we need in order to fully design and build our information system. Currently, starting in July 1st of 2009, we started collecting $1.75 surcharge on all motor vehicle and driver license transactions. That amounts to approximately 7.7 million transactions each year. And that was proposed to raise $13 million in each fiscal year. The proposal that fee is in existence till the end of fiscal year 12, so June 30th of fiscal year 12. The governor's budget recommendation had proposed DVS extending that $1.75 surcharge for an additional three fiscal years so that we could raise what we believe will be the total costs involved in the MNLARS design and build system of $93 million. This current system we have is over 30 years old. It's very fragile. We've had various occasions where we have not had constant ability to ensure that we are meeting the goals and expectations of Minnesotans in terms of timely vehicle services and driver services. The proposal in this legislation would raise $1.9 million a year, and it would only add a $1.50 filing fee increase to 1.3 million transactions that DVS takes in with using this motor vehicle filing fee. As a result, we would be raising $1.9 million a year. At the end of the fiscal year 13, when the or at the begin at the end of the extension of our fiscal collection of the Minlar's fee, we expect that we would still need an additional $40 million to be able to fully fund the system and retire our current mainframe system. And it would take us 20 years to raise the money using this $1.9 million that would be provided through the filing fee. We are in the midst of contract negotiations at the current time, and we would have to partition the project so that we would only be able to negotiate the project for the funding that we believe would be available at the end of the fiscal year 2012. And we would have to raise the additional money through the for the next 20 years. We wouldn't be able to fund the project until we could be able to certify that we had the funding available to us to complete the project. State law requires that in any procurement process that the state negotiates. And so we have concerns with this current language in the bill.
Okay. Representative Howes had a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. McCormick, the $1.75 under current law expires, I believe, 1 year from now?
Mr. Chair and Representative Howes, yes, that's correct.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. McCormick, have you introduced legislation to extend that deadline?
Mr. Chair and Representative Howes, yes, that was that was in the governor's proposed transportation budget bill provisions.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. McCormick, is that still in the bill, the transportation finance bill?
Ms. McCormick?
Mr. Chair, Representative Howes, again, Jared Jordahl, legislative director. We perhaps were a little unclear in our intro here. We are not seeking our fee extension in this bill. We actually would like to change the allocation of the money that goes to DVS that is in this bill from what's known as the registrar fee. So we are not seeking an extension of the DVS technology fee in this bill here today. We would just like a change of the allocation of the DVS money that comes in from the other fee that's in this bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Howes.
Mr. Jordahl, so the $1.50 increase that we have in this bill, I believe, goes to Minlar's until that debt is retired or you've finished your computer operation. So, in essence, we are almost doubling what you collect to put into that program until sometime in 2012. And when the $1.75 goes away, you still have $1.50. So you've gotten almost your full extension at that point. And I know in the House we're very strong on this, and I know the Chair of Ways and Means is adamant that we don't increase what you get once the $1.75 is gone, but we're almost doubling what you get for the next more than a year. And we want that $1.50 to go to Minlar's to help you pay for it. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know how long ago you initiated this. It was 4 years ago or three. You said at that time that that's enough time to complete the project. Now, obviously, it's not enough time, so we're giving you the $1.50. The House position is very strong on this, and I know the Chair of Ways and Means has personally told me, and I just got the message 3 minutes ago, that if we change this, she will, Representative Holberg will say that the bill is dead and she will not support it. She's got a lot of influence in the House. She likes the bill the way it is. We don't have a problem in either body the way it is. And I think, personally, you should have pushed harder to extend your $1.75 instead of coming to this bill to change it.
Ms. McCormick?
Mr. Chair and Representative Howes, first of all, the $1.50 filing fee increase only covers $1.3 million of our transactions. The $1.75 covers 7.7 million transactions. And so that money, while it certainly is an increase for what we're bringing in, it would not double the money that we're bringing in because we bring in $13.3 million currently with this $1.75 surcharge in a fiscal year. And certainly we, as I said, we appreciate the fact that there is support for us redesigning and building our information system, but we need to be able to do it in a timely manner. The current system is very fragile. As I stated before, it has broken down at different points in time in terms of us providing consistent service to our customers, and we need to be able to complete the project in a timely fashion. We had hoped that we would get support from both houses to be able to extend the fee so that we would be able to completely negotiate the contract. But we do believe that the filing fee just will not cover that, the costs that we are anticipating. And certainly I will take responsibility for the fact that we took the estimates that we received back in 2008 that was that our system would cost a little less than $48 million to be able to put together. And those estimates have been wrong. The costs have more than doubled in terms of what is realistic for a system of our size and magnitude and the number of transactions we do, as well as the amount of revenue, almost $1 billion a year that we bring into the state. And the fact that we have data privacy that we need to ensure the security of our system and that all the personal data that we collect is fully encrypted and not available to anyone but the driver and motor vehicle owner unless they allow it to be available.
Representative House.
Well, Mr. Chairman and Mr. McCormick and Mr. Jordahl, I can tell you for sure that the chairman of the Transportation Finance Committee and the chair of Ways and Means, if this bill is changed, will not accept it. We'll vote it down, so you will not have the dollar and a half. You'll still meet the deadline and lose your $1.75 in 2012, and you'll be back to square one without the $1.50. Now, if I was sitting in your seat, I'd say, let's take the $1.50. It's better than what we have now. Come back next year, ask for the extension of the $1.75, and I believe probably everyone in this room would support you on that. I know I would, but I certainly would not want to hitch my wagon to this with what you want to change, knowing that the chair of Ways and Means and the chair of Transportation Finance would, the bill would be dead and your $1.50 would be gone.
Any other discussion? Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. McCormick, how does that, I mean, it seems to me we're chasing $40 million with $1.3 million, and that's a long race. But it also seems, if I'm understanding the landscape here, that this is the kind of discussion that could occur in 2012 and get resolved there, and that we could move ahead with at least what we have here today. And my understanding of this is it's a problem that needs to be fixed. Whether or not it can be fixed satisfactorily right now, I'm sensing to doubt that. So I wouldn't want to drain the bathtub completely and leave town without doing this if we can make this happen now.
Ms.
Hopefully
McCormick.
Bring this up in 2012.
Ms. McCormick.
I mean, is that a reasonable kind of approach? Or
Mr. Chair and Senator Senjum, certainly I can understand what you're saying. The problem for us is that we're in negotiations right now with our selected vendor. And so we cannot negotiate a contract for more than we currently statutorily will have funding appropriated for. So we would have to partition the project and only negotiate the contract for the time period up through next year, and then have to come back and hope that we would have the rest of the money, and then we'd have to renegotiate the contract, which we believe will end up costing the state more money.
Okay. Senator Sinjum, good.
I got to think a while.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I want to chime in again. Thank you, and yep. Thank you very much for being patient with me. But I'm going to draw the picture of where we're at and how this will hurt. Our deputy registrars have not had an increase for, is it 8 years or is it 10? Give me a signal, 8 years, when I did it 8 years ago. They're starving out there. If they falter and fall away, we lose jobs. This, I hate to use this term, but it's a jobs bill for our deputy registrars. I know Hennepin County has cut back many employees. I would bet Richfield has. I know Ramsey County has. And I know every deputy registrar in my district. We have one in a jewelry store, for crying out loud, and they're just getting by. They need that buck and a half. If this is changed in any fashion, the House will not accept it, and our deputy registrars will be out, and they won't get any money either. This way, at least our deputy registrars can stay in business and help us, and they'll get their buck and a half. Without it, everybody will lose. They can come back next year and get the $1.75 extended.
Mr. Jordahl.
Mr. Chair, members, Representative House, yes, we are prepared to stand down. I mean, what you say, Representative House, is quite correct, that this is $1.50 more than otherwise. What we want to leave is that the extension of this DVS technology fee this year does remain a premier priority for the Department of Public Safety. We do think that it must be done for the reasons Ms. McCormick stated, that it must be done this year. We all are well aware we're going to special session, and we are going to seek additional venues, if you will, to extend this fee yet this year. We do think it's vitally important. We have costed out the program. We know how much we need. We don't have any qualms whatsoever with respect to the deputy registrars and their fee in this bill. They are our partners, and we have a symbiotic relationship with them to do the state's business. But I do just wanted to, we're partly here because we wanted to say that it would appear that the House position in putting on this amendment was that this was going to be an adequate solution for MNLARS, and we wanted to leave everyone with a clear understanding that, in fact, it would not, because based on this funding stream, MNLARS would take 20 years, which would not be good for the department, not be good for the deputy registrars, the courts, law enforcement, anyone who relies on MNLARS. So with that, we don't propose any amendment to the bill, and we're prepared to stand down if there are no further questions.
Okay. Senator Sinjum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I to understand, though, that if we proceed with this, that you can change my words, but that we will delay MNLARS, and more specifically, if we have to split the contract, I think it was suggested it would cost more. Do you have any idea what the range of that cost might be?
Mr. Chair and Senator Sinjum, I'm not sure what the cost would be. We just know that it will cost more for us because we'll have to go back and we'll have to partition the project. So that's going to take time, and then we'll have to suspend negotiations till we have done that and then continue the negotiations. But certainly I agree with what Mr. Jordahl said. The deputy registrars and are our partners, and certainly we do not want to jeopardize their getting their filing fee increase.
Senator Sinjum.
Mr. Chair, I'm fine. I'm not sure what the action here is, but my questions have been answered, so.
Okay. Well, if there's no further questions for the testifiers, then thank you. We'll go ahead and renew the motion to adopt House File 232, first engrossment. Any discussion? Yep, House File 232. Any discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm very pleased, and I certainly want to help those folks. This immediately helps our deputy registrars, and it does help with the middle hour system. Without it, they're going to be actually worse off. And this is something that if they want to come back in special session and look at it, negotiate it, because it's really a budget item and in our bottom line in ways and means. So this would help everyone to a degree. It's not perfect, but it helps everyone. It doesn't hurt anyone. So I would recommend that we pass it.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I think you have this in your packet. It's numbered 3271. Mr. Chair and members, it's a Senator Sharon amendment that was passed on the floor last night, and I accepted it. And I'm hoping we would do the same here. It just adds to the bill, guardian and child. I think it's you have it right in front of you. I would move to add that to the bill if I could in the proper fashion, and I'm not sure exactly.
Okay, I think Senator Ingebrigtsen, I think we have to adopt House File 232, and then we will. We'll move the Senate amendment as printed on the Senate Journal, page 3271. So discussion to House File 232 to the adoption. No discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? House File 232, first engrossment, is adopted. Senator Ingebrigtsen, if you would like to move the Senate amendment.
I would like to do that with the staff's help as to where it should be inserted, and I would move that amendment, Mr. Chair.
Discussion from the staff. Advice from the staff.
Mr. Chair and members, the page out of the Senate Journal, it's numbered 3271. The changes are in the middle of the page, and the line numbers would change. So with reference to the House File 232, first engrossment, it would be page 1, line 14, after guardian, insert child, and page 1, line 15, after the period, insert, for purposes of this section, an eligibility relationship may be established by birth or adoption.
Okay, the amendment before us, has that been recorded by staff? Are we good? Mr. Clear, do you need us to repeat that amendment?
I'm sorry, if you want to repeat it.
No, I've got it.
Okay, discussion to the amendment. Does everybody understand? Representative House.
I understand. I just have to ask a question. Does it have any fiscal impact? I know the answer, but I'd like to hear it from the senator.
No, excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
I don't believe there was any Senate impact whatsoever, at least brought forward in our discussions on the floor. I'm trying to think if it was even asked there, quite frankly, so I don't think there's any.
Fiscal analyst is here,
so we could ask them to comment.
Mr. Chair, Representative Howes, the Gold Star plate is already established, so any costs for the plate would have been involved in the design of the plate. Now that the plate's established, any fees charged on the plate pay the cost of distributing the plate. So expanding the eligibility will have no fiscal impact.
Mr. Chairman, then I would fully support the amendment.
Okay. Representative Howes. All right. Further discussion to the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion prevails. So the bill, there is also another amendment, the H0232A3 amendment. This is a technical fix brought forward by staff. Would you like to explain that, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair and members. This is a conforming change to go along with the allocation of the increased revenue from the filing fee. This change would eliminate the sunset on the account for the MNLAR system that was established in 2008. So it does not extend the surcharge, but it does maintain the account so that the new filing fee revenue that's in House File 232 would continue to go into that account. It doesn't have a fiscal impact.
Okay. Discussion to the amendment, the A3 amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I would be fine with that amendment.
Okay, Representative House. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the A3 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion prevails. Now that we have the bill in its correct format. One second.
There's nothing else.
Okay, that's it then, I think. So then we vote on the bill. Any further testimony from the audience? Okay, then we'll any discussion on current form of House File 232 before we take a vote? Senator Senjum.
Mr. Chair, I just want to comment and concur with the Representative Howe's comments relative to deputy registers, their importance to our community and the work that they do to on behalf of the state to serve our citizens. This is on time and perhaps well overdue.
All right, and we'll take up a vote on the current House File 232. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Bill is adopted. I think that's it for us. Any other business to discuss about it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Adjourned.
Solve the budget.